remember, I came in there not knowing practically anything about TV. I didn't know anything about production at all. But Dumont was in it.
Mm-hmm.
And he had his military, as I had already implied, he had his military one. And we were burdened with that responsibility too, or I was, because I was started out alone. We were burdened with a good bit of detailed testing on that, which we didn't do on the television set.
Mm.
I'm serious when I say this. We did it partly for publicity, but for information. We on occasion would drop them. We would literally throw them in a river. And when you don't have very much, I mean you resort to some pretty crude techniques. But from that, we started to build. a fairly fine testing laboratory, because this is why I was interested in it. I knew nothing about refrigeration, absolutely nothing about refrigeration, other than what I learned in my physics class. We built testing chambers. They were about 6 foot by 6 foot by 6 foot. And they would go down to sub-zero temperatures in there. It was interesting because we ran a cascade. We had to run them. We didn't know that much about low temperature equipment. I mean, creating the temperature in the first place. We learned fast about running compressors and cascade to get the temperature down. We had vibration tables. We had those built for us. There was not a they were not directly available, but that was interesting. Our tables were electromagnetically driven, and there's a very frequency into it, which seems very, and we could scan the capability of the product to understand different frequencies. And